Time for another edition of the Greenhorn, asking the ag experts questions you've always wondered, but were too embarrassed to ask. Here's the original Greenhorn, Parker James.
Howdy folks, Parker James here with the Greenhorn. We're finishing up our Horizons of Ag series this week, and we've got a very special guest. South Dakota's only representative in the United States House of Representatives, Dusty Johnson. Congressman Johnson, how are you doing today?
I'm doing fine. It's good to be talking ag.
It's the best thing to talk about, right? But let's jump into it. There's been a steady decline in youth in our industry for quite a while now. Do you see that trend continuing, or is that something that's going to change in the future?
Well, I think that story is still being written. I mean, I know plenty of young people in agriculture. I mean, clearly more on the row crop side than on the independent cow-calf producer side. I mean, the cattle prices have been pretty good for a little while. We have not seen inventories swell as quickly as you might expect. And I think that is an indication we're not getting as many young people enter. And even the folks who are there aren't sure they want to work that much harder. They've got a herd size that they know how to manage, and they just are not convinced they want to put that much more capital at risk. It's a hard way to make a living. And so I think one of the things that we need to be attuned to in DC, and of course I'm home in South Dakota every single weekend, but when I'm here, I think we need to be attuned to, are there things our federal government is doing that is making it harder for the young producer, particularly on the livestock side, to succeed? It's a hard way to make a living. We shouldn't have government make it worse.
There's been some added red tape to USDA loans of over $500,000. This is an industry with a high cost of entry. Do you think more red tape will thwart some young folks from entering the field?
In general, I hear modestly good things about the beginning farmer rancher programs, beginning young and small farmer and rancher programs. They're not bogged down with quite as much red tape as you see in a lot of programs, but that does not mean that there isn't room for improvement. Of course there is.
Now, moving on to a question that doesn't only affect the youth, but affects ranchers all across the country. Mandatory country of origin labeling has seemed to lose some of its steam. I've been told it's not really relevant on Capitol Hill right now. What are your thoughts on mandatory country of origin labeling?
Well, it's certainly relevant to me. I mean, I don't understand why we don't have labeling. To me, I think the American consumer and the American rancher would be far better off if we had better transparency. Now, politics is the art of the possible. The way we really get that done is by negotiating it with Canada and Mexico through some of these trade deals. I pushed the Trump administration to get that done as a part of USMCA. I imagine the fact that we're not hearing about it a lot is that we're not actively engaged in a trade deal with either Canada or Mexico. But boy, oh boy, I think greater transparency would be, I mean, obviously, it'd be good for everybody.
Final question for you, Congressman Johnson. Did you get to hit any fields this pheasant season?
Oh, yeah, sure. I mean, I've got three boys, a couple of which really enjoy it. And yeah, I was pheasant hunting in both North Dakota and South Dakota this year.
Well, thank you so much for your time today, Congressman Johnson. And thank you for all that you do for the great folks of South Dakota. It's been an honor to have you as my final guest in this Horizon of Ag series. You have a great day.
Absolutely. Thanks.